Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think a better film would have been if it was the pig. The pig that appeared in the dream.
That he was supposed to kill.
That the dad killed.
Yeah,
I absolutely. Think if the pig came back, that would have made more sense.
Pigs in space is good. Welcome back to the Netflix Book Club podcast. I'm Mike Tuohy, joined always with my co-host here.
Hey, it's me. It's Dennis Ernie, everybody. How are you, Mike?
Oh, you know me. Best day of the week.
Best day of my life, dude.
Best day of my life when we record the podcast.
That's your line. I'm sorry. I'm stealing your stuff.
Well, listen, we've done a lot of these.
Dude, 195 was the last one?
6 is this one, yes.
I got a text from Mike earlier this morning. I'm sorry, people. You're getting two back-to-back close. Mike texted me this morning. Did I send you the file? The diplomatic way of being like, where's the pod, dude?
Well, we're recording another one you didn't release last week's. What are we even doing this for?
This is all, I say it all the time, this is all about for my in memoriam. I don't care about comedy or putting it out weekly. I just want content for the kids I don't have. You know what I mean?
I know that, but you hear that laughter? That's another guy who might not know it. So let's bring him in here. Okay. He's a comedian. He's an improver. He's America's sweetheart.
Aw.
Best attitude in the business. That's wow. What I say.
Oh, God. Book this man.
Book him.
His name is Will Purpura.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
So happy to have you, Will.
So happy to be here. I'm a fan.
Book him, Dano. I'm a little late, but I don't want to interrupt.
Dano, book him.
I don't know what that's from a movie, right?
Dragnet.
Book him, Dano.
What is it?
Dragnet.
Dragnet? Is it really?
I don't know. Maybe.
You could have had
Dragnet Dano.
My next question would have been, what's Dragnet?
Oh, you don't remember?
Dragnet.
No, I don't know what that is. What is it?
It was like a cop show back in the day.
Never. I'm not a cop show kid.
Joe Friday.
This is a character.
Yeah, yeah. That was
these
a character.
These are great names, dude. My Girl Sunday.
Yeah.
Your Boy Friday, My Girl Sunday.
This is Will already Thank knows God more. Friday. He already knows more about TV and movies than I do.
I walked into the apartment, he was talking movies with girl, and I was like, that's this is going to be a great episode.
Right.
Because I know Will from comedy, but I've never really talked shop with you about movies.
I love films.
Dude,
I love cinema.
I think this is okay to admit. Will and I did a road gig. We were in the car for a little while. He admitted to me. I hope this is okay. We're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have listened to some episodes of this podcast.
I've listened to 2 episodes, friends.
What?
How do you like full that? Episodes.
It's you?
It's
you're
now,
the guy?
This is now a comfort listen for me. I love it.
How nice is that?
Which episodes? You know I got to ask.
Okay, here they come. Here
also, how long ago? Because that means you listened to it and you're like, I got it.
I got the idea. May, December.
Okay, that's a recent one. That makes me feel good.
And the holdovers. Repeat listen. So I had a follow-up listen.
2 very different episodes.
Yeah, that's right. For fans of the show, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. The holdovers, most feel good movie we've ever watched. Most feel bad episode I've ever done.
Feel good. I still don't think it's a feel good movie.
Yeah.
It's a happy go lucky.
Well, thank you so much for being on then, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. Yeah,
Where can they find you?
Oh, sure.
Plug your socials.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can find me at Will Purpura on just Instagram, basically.
All right.
Instagram.
Nice.
You're on TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Yeah, I see you on TikTok.
Man, we got a lot of tweens to watch. Plug the TikTok.
Sometimes I'll be on TikTok and it says Mike Tuohy is active. Want to say hi?
Whoa.
I'm like, I don't want to bother Mike like that. I don't want to bother Mike.
I appreciate
Mike
that. I don't want
to. Is that weird to know you're both taking a dump at the same time?
If I'm on TikTok, I want to be left alone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what I figured. I wish there was an option that says, we want to give him some space. Yeah, I want to give him some space.
Yeah, can you float some space over to me?
Oh.
As long as there's not a spider in the space.
Speaking of space, real quick though, follow me on Instagram at DennisRooney7. Follow Mike on Instagram where?
At _ Mike Tuohy and all social media. The underscore, I'm glad you asked. You have to hit shift on the keyboard. It brings that dash down to the floor, and that's the underscore.
Mm.
Mike Tuohy, all social media. And follow the pod. We do this Netflix Book Club podcast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real Netflix book, actually, we are the real Netflix Book Club, but we were doing this pod on and off for years, and then Netflix actually came out with their own Netflix Book Club, because what a great name, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's floundered already. I don't think anyone's...
No, I don't think
I think
exists.
It folded pretty quick. People will realize the name great, but doesn't matter.
Yep.
No. Nope.
And I think it got us 0 listeners.
The crossover?
Yeah. I don't think that's true, actually. I bet we got some moms out there. Every once in a while, a mom will hit us up on Instagram, and I go, weird. Weird who listens to this pod.
Well, I'm always happy to have the moms. Thank you, moms, for listening.
Thanks,
Clap
moms.
It up. Clap it up.
And dads. Sure, we'll take both.
I don't think we have any dads listening.
Non-gender-specific parents, we'll take you too.
Oh, good one. Good call.
Thank you. Thank this is a supportive, inclusive podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get to the goddamn movie. Should we say the... I was trying to find a way back to the space puns.
I know.
But I was too far out there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Outer space.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is Spaceman. The Sandman does it again.
Mike's calling it at the front. The Sandman does it again. Oh my god! Does that mean you love this movie? What?
No, I just that he made right. it. Just that he made another movie.
Oh, he did it again.
Okay, yeah.
He's literally
he makes so many damn movies.
Yeah, he shits out movies.
He's got that contract with Netflix. He'll be making them forever.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. I think Netflix really has him by the balls. Like, I think I know the money's great, but he's like, you got me forever now. You know what I mean?
Big money, but he could do anything he wanted. He could make this movie.
Yeah, he could make this movie.
This just sci-fi book.
Channing Tatum's production studio behind it.
Whoa. Out of Czechoslovakia, whatever.
Yeah.
This crazy.
They
made some changes from the book, though. Like, it's South Korean in the movie, it's Russian in the book.
Right.
And the ending, they really softened up in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Any desire to read the book after watching the movie? Anybody?
I bet the book is something to read.
I bet it reads different. Yeah, I bet it hits differently.
I don't know if we should start here, but the ending of the book makes it seem like, oh, that's something I might want to read. Like, there's more, it seems more interesting.
Can we do a spoiler? Would you care?
No.
Are you ever going to read the book? Yeah, can we hear about this then?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. So, he, the astronaut.
Yeah, listeners, if you're going to read the book. And
Jacob. I'm going to be saying this wrong.
No
the whole
accent,
time.
But Jacob, yeah.
Yeah. Sandware. And they, you know, they don't make a joke the whole movie, but okay, we'll just get, so you want the ending. He, instead of, they get to the, what's it called? Whatever.
The Chopra.
Chopra
cloud.
But the spaceship explodes. So he's just floating out there, but he's rescued by the Russians, who are there secretly. They're not supposed to be out there. So they are going to put him in prison when they bring him back to Earth. But he and another astronaut realize that they both have spoken to Hanush. So because of this connection...
Oh, I think the guy's crazy. I did read this maybe on Wikipedia.
I don't know if it's because he's crazy or just that he was America, Russia, whatever the case.
He says, I think I spoke to a god out there, right?
But, well, one of the other astronauts did speak to Hanush, meaning Hanush is real, by the way.
Yes.
If the movie, they leave that, you know, I guess you could
We'll debate that next. I have strong feelings about that.
So, but in the book, you would believe that he was real because this other astronaut. So then in the escape, all the Russians die and he's the last one left living.
What kills the Russians?
In him escaping on the ship.
Okay. Because
he's on the Russian ship now going back to Earth.
Uh-huh.
He escapes. They all die for whatever happens. And he's the only
one. Does he like John Wick his way out of the spaceship?
Maybe he gets into the escape pod and something happens to the other one when it goes down into... Right, I don't know.
Right.
I didn't read it. I'm just reading the quick. So then he gets back down to Earth and he has the choice to go back to the woman. And he knows that actually she is better off and happier without his miserable ass. And he goes back to his childhood home and doesn't reach back out to her.
Hmm.
That's the ending. And I was like,
I don't know if I like that more.
Oh, well, no, I don't like it more. It's more interesting to me for sure.
Yeah, it's more. It's not the Hollywood ending for
Definitely
sure.
Definitely not the Hollywood ending.
They Hollywooded it up.
Right. So he becomes like a farmer. Like his.
I don't know if he. Oh, if he does he actually go? Did they go through the whole
a
thing?
Pig
he starts
thing?
Slaughtering the pigs.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Again.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know, but I do like, you know, that's, I don't know, to me that's a very Russian story too.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know
very
what I mean?
Bleak.
Yeah.
I imagine this book also so much science fiction in like the 60s, 70s and probably 80s to a degree, but so much of it was so bleak.
Yeah.
Or would end on a bleak note and shit. So much cinema too in the 70s, especially any movie I've said this before, any movie set in New York City in the 70s. Depressing ass movie. You know what I mean? Like, there's very few, even like Saturday Night Fever. Kid jumps off a bridge. It's like, damn, we can't have disco movie even happy.
Planet of the Apes, famously.
Yeah, bummer
big,
ending.
That big, bleak
damn
existence. We were here.
Right. All right. So, do you guys, was Hanush real or not in the movie? What did you take?
Once I read that he was real, I'm like, okay, so he's real. Mm. You know what I mean? But also, I think he's kind of. Real. It almost doesn't matter because what's the movie's about? His relationship with the wife, right? That's what
it's
about.
Like a lot of things. This movie tries to do a lot.
Yeah,
which is one of the problems I had with it.
Sure.
Not saying I hate. I've been talking to people about this movie, and I keep saying it's not a great movie, but it has merit. Like, there's things about this movie I quite enjoyed, but overall, it's a tough movie to be like, oh, you got to watch it.
Oh, I wouldn't tell anyone they have to watch.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's a stream it, but it's like there's things about the movie. If I've know you saw it, there's things I want to talk to you about. Then you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, outside of whether or not you think the spider's real, what do you want to talk about? I mean, you know, to this person who you like, there's a lot to talk about.
I want to talk about the dad thing, the dad aspect.
Yeah, I don't think they focused on that nearly enough. That was like very quick
for something that's supposed to drive his motive so much in the movie.
Yeah,
and the thing they show you, not to be like immature about it, but that quick scene of like a guy on his knees with like it looks like electrical chargers on his nipples.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
I'm going, what the fuck is going on? Until he explicitly says he was an informant and he tortured people. I'm going like, what is your, is your dad a dominatrix? Like, right. What was his deep, dark secret exactly?
That's what I thought.
You know, too. I was truly...
I thought it was a sexual thing.
Yeah. Did you? Because I kind of did. I really did at first.
But then if it was like he, would you, how'd they frame it? Informant?
He's
or
an
like
informant for the communists. And yeah, and he would torture...
I feel like that should be more than a minute of discussion in a film like that.
Yes.
Where it's like, it's just a brief glimpse of what was going on.
We got 15 minutes on Nutella hazelnut spread.
Yeah.
And we got like 30 seconds on my dad did terrible things that I'm trying to make up for.
Because I think ultimately the whole movie is just about the relationship and the fact that this guy had to go to outer space to realize that he shouldn't be, you know, that he has been taken advantage of or taken for granted, rather.
He's taking his wife for whatever. You know, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the biggest overarching theme, sure. I think, in the movie. Right, but they throw in a lot of other stuff that I don't think they should have thrown in. I think they should have left out the dad stuff or explored it more. They do this thing early on in the film that annoyed me because it never came up again, basically, is when he wants to decontaminate, when they first find the spider and he wants to decontaminate the ship and he gets permission, they're like, all right, you're the commander, we'll do it. But you got to say the slogan for the sponsors. And it gives it this dystopian feel of like Big Brother's always watching, you know, this corporate sponsorship mentality of capitalism and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we never really hear about it again.
There's one moment when his picture's on the side of a wipes.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the spider asks, oh, you must be a high regard.
Right.
Highly regarded member of your tribe or whatever. And it's like, yeah, he just sells this brand of whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just another.
Yeah, I would have liked to see that. Like, why is that necessary? Can the government not afford to send this dude into space? Why are people who sell like cleaning wipes responsible for paying this out? Like, it's an alternate history, obviously. You can see the technology. It's not like steampunk, but it's like something, some sort of 70s.
I read that it was supposed to be, it's a future version of like the 1990s.
Right, right. Interesting.
Okay. Which I'm not sure I would have really put all that together if I hadn't read it. But then when I read it, I go, okay, sure, now I see that.
Yeah.
But...
because they don't give you an indication of the year. They just give you an indication that, like...
well, they don't have cell phones. The people don't have cell phones, right? The wife doesn't have cell phones, so you know it's before that.
Right.
What's
right.
up? I can
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about the Czech Connect.
There's
moments in the show where you're just like, is this, like, stupid or very clever and funny?
So I read this too. See, I don't know. Are any thoughts your own? But like,
no, not at all, dude. I just repeat things I read for 45 minutes every week on this.
Okay,
thing.
As long as we can admit that.
I was hoping
that.
Will would bring on some independent thought.
I didn't read
got?
Anything. I should have read something about.
Yeah,
it.
He thought the dad was having sex too. So,
so did I. can
we get a spider to explain that to us?
So your dad was a freak in the sheets. But a informant in the I understand now.
Yeah.
Paul Dano can make anything eerie.
Yeah,
I love that voice, man.
He's always doing some weird voice.
I love the projects he picks. It's always like,
yeah,
I don't know, just interesting.
This is out there for sure.
It has a Paul Dano vibe.
Yeah, it does. It.
Yeah.
I would buy a plush spider that you pull the string in, Paul Dano.
They should market it.
We must persist.
Yeah, right.
Like, you're right, dude. I'll get back out there.
So they don't make a joke about the spider or about anything the whole movie.
I don't think they even ever calls it a spider.
Yeah.
And why are you a spider? Or like, why are you 99% the shape of a spider? Because it's a spider.
Yeah.
But then it's got the little mouth. And even the little mouth, I'm like, I think tarantulas have a tiny little cute little mouth. Mm-hmm. And anytime he spoke, I found myself trying to be like,
It did have teeth.
Yeah.
Like white.
It looked like human teeth.
Which, so that's kind of silly.
I'm like, is Paul Dano in there? Paul Dano
wearing that'd a be great suit? If his face like popped through.
Even the moment where they go, Paul Dano, Janus asks if this is how you treat your loneliness and your and
yeah,
earth,
with food.
With Nutella, which is like, oh, you're getting so close to a joke.
I think that's a joke. I think it qualifies.
But even then, he answers just straight up earnestly. He goes, I guess you could.
Sandler's
I guess,
response
I guess
is
you
very
could kind
flat.
Of say that, yeah, yes, in some ways that is. And then just like cuts to another dreamy, acid trippy, wah-wah.
Could have used less of those.
Less of, that's the whole movie.
The director's done a ton of music videos. And I go, yeah, I bet he did, you know.
For who? Nine Inch Nails?
Maybe, probably. No, he's done some
Radiohead.
Like, no, he's done some heavy hitters for sure. I think he's done Madonna and like. You know,
oh yeah,
he's been around a long time. This the director of this had a hit, a dance hit in like Europe in the '80s, and it was a number one hit. And then he just transferred to film.
Yeah, wow, Europe. Weird. Europe does whatever they want.
They do whatever they want over there. Living to working to live, you morons. What are you, stupid? Hit him.
What are you, an idiot?
All right. One day I'm gonna stop stepping on the sound effects to the guests.
Yeah.
Mike always hits it, and then I go, he's doing it. It's a sound effect right now. Right this second.
Also, the listener's like, yeah, we know. We're also hearing it.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Janus being real?
I think within the context, it didn't really matter to me if it was real or not, because it was just it. It almost felt like the character Adam Sandler was portraying wasn't really fully reacting to what was happening in front of him.
Yeah,
it was like very downplayed, even though there's like Jakob. A little bit of scared him. Even though that's a word I made up. No, scared him.
Listen, I scared live him. In a world of scared him, dude. Scared him is my domain.
So scared
him. That was the planet they were visiting.
I am but a peasant in the world of scared him. It kind of doesn't matter, and I totally agree with that. And there's the psychic aspect. Obviously, this spider alien thing can read this guy's mind to a degree, poke around his memories, share the memories with him. He seems to be able to pass through matter. Like, he just goes through outside the ship when he wants to, even though he also, like, Adam Sandler at first locks him in, but it's not like the spider tries to get out. So maybe the whole time the spider can just, and he probably can.
Well, and you have to assume he was in Adam Sandler's face. That's how we meet the spider.
Yeah. That felt like, was that a dream or not? When it's like in his mouth.
I mean, if he's real, he's real the whole time.
Yeah.
And if it's a dream.
And that's something too that happens. This spider, they say, I read someone on the internet pointed this out, because other than it being on his face, which maybe I'm like, okay, maybe that's a dream, but that's because the spider is poking around the ship now. And he's just near him, and the psychic, you know, there's a psychic relationship blossom. You could listen, you could make arguments for whatever you want.
Course,
there's a
course.
Fucking spider and talking spider in space.
Yeah.
But,
who feels his loneliness from a galaxy away?
Your loneliness intrigued me, and so does your toilet. It's like, get the fuck off my ship, dude.
I'm as real as you are.
Yeah. Well, once you see the spider, like, rooting around food and fucking with the toilet, I'm like, yeah, this thing's real. You know what I mean? Why would your.
I agree that I think it is real.
Yeah.
And then, but like I said, once
but
I read it in the book,
cosmic being, yeah.
Sure, and Will, you're right too. It doesn't really matter. So was that just fabricated in his brain to come to the realization that he loves his wife and he's fucking up, and the thing he's searching for he had the whole time, or was it really a thing that's been existing from the beginning of time, and it looks like a spider?
The fact that it looks like a spider makes you go, it must be his brain.
It's
and it's got those extra two arms.
Yeah, those tentacles.
Where you're like, but is that just? Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think a better film would have been if it was the pig. The pig that appeared in the dream.
That he was supposed to kill.
That the dad killed.
Yeah,
I think if the pig came back, that would have made more sense.
Pigs in space is good.
That's a good one.
Pigs in space presents a second threat, though, because that pig gonna eat, and you only have enough food for the trip, you know what I mean? And Adam Sandler wakes up one night from the toilet, he sees the food's halfway gone, he's like, the pig's like, we will figure it out. This weird Native American-esque pig. Food is but for the body. I am for the soul.
I think the first, like, I don't know how many minutes, there's like a real potential for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably a little bit past him meeting the Spider.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of is like, oh, this is it. It's just this relationship. They're finally going to get to outer space. Maybe they get there. They do get there. He has a mind meld with the whole galaxy. He pops out the other side. And what did he learn? That she wasn't, that she's not there with him is what he says. And it's like, oh, that's, that was it. Yeah. That was you and the whole existence.
Maybe it's as simple as that, though. It's like, you know, I had to face all of reality to realize the fucking dumb conclusion that I've been thinking. I think one line that summed up, that really sums up like relationships and human experience and shit, and that loneliness factor, when the spider says to him, he's like, all these feelings of yearning and longing, is like, where were these when you were with her? And Adam Sandler's just like, I don't have an answer for you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everyone's felt that. Everyone knows that feeling. And here's this spider, like, and that's what the spider's there for, is to spell things out so simply where it's like, all right, this is, everything boils down to this. Mm-hmm. And you go, well, it feels a lot more complicated than that. You can say it and it sounds really simple, but it feels more complicated than that. Yeah. Life's more complicated than, you know, I'm facing death, but here's some Nutella. Which, did any scene get you? That last scene got, the spider death got me. The spider death got me a little misty-eyed.
Oh, no, no, not misty-eyed.
Not at all. Well, you were, I feel like when Mike, when you finally be like, this movie's too out there.
This movie did not have me. No, it didn't.
Not at all.
There was a moment where the spider, I did like certain things to it. And that's what I was like, like I said, too, the first, let's say, third, I'm like, there's a high potential for something really interesting. And then I think they kind of, their idea sort of,
it gets too far. Why do we have to, there's too much time on Earth.
Sandler, I don't know. You know.
I appreciate seeing
it's Adam Sandler. And I think it was just like, well, we got there, right?
Yeah. Well, this movie spent 3 years in post-production.
Oh my God.
Because apparently test audience were just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we supposed to feel about this? And that's what I mean. The movie, if they just kept it kind of centralized to the overall arc of like loneliness, pushing away someone you love, ambition versus, you know, just personal satisfaction.
The old 80s dad in every 80s movie who's like, puts the career in front of the family. Mm-hmm.
But then you got the weird, like, European, what year is it aspect, the anachronistic thing. You got the spider. No, the spider works with it, though. Although the spider being like, I was on a planet that was invaded by another species, and they're gonna get, you know.
So it was an apocalypse. So he leaves.
Yeah, he bails.
And then when he's talking, the spider's talking to Jakob, and he goes, "I guess what I'm saying is your feelings are making me," and he like,
depressed.
And it was like, are we expected to believe that he's never been depressed before? Because he left an apocalypse of all his people.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, or is it just that he couldn't find that word? But that shouldn't be. He's obviously this thing beyond, he can just learn a language.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we're suspending some belief here. Yeah.
And is
it- so I just was, that moment, honestly, I was a little annoyed. I'm like, what do you mean depressed? What do you mean you don't know what depressed is?
Yeah. Well, it seems like, I agree with that. That's a little silly to be,
I just
like,
didn't get
you know.
It. I wasn't sure.
It may
what
be,
that meant.
And I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to like kind of figure it out as well. It's like, it could be he's kind of like depressed. Like, why would it make you depressed? Because he says at one point in the film, he's like, why would you ever be anxious, or I forget the exact word, anxious, worried, scared, whatever, over like a truth or an inevitability? And it's like, yeah, you kind of get that. It's very Buddhist to be like, you know, why would you fear death? Everyone's going to die. It's inevitable. It's like, that's, if you can't do anything about it, worrying does nothing for you.
Yeah.
You know? With that being said, if you're supposed to be this near omniscient space spider, yeah, don't be so surprised that skinny human. Don't be so surprised at depression. You know what I mean?
That's the only reason I'd want to go out to this space exhibit. Exhibit?
Exhibition? Chopra? The cloud?
Exhibition?
Exhibitionism? The dad?
Is it an exhibition?
What do you
ship? Cloud?
What's it called?
The ship? Or the
just to go
trip.
Out on a trip?
Oh, exploration.
Expedition.
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 The only reason I'd want to go on any of these things.
Yeah.
This roller coaster of a ride.
Is to be referred to as skinny human so often.
I mean,
that's a boost.
At a certain point, I'm waiting for Hanush to smack him on the ass as he walks by and say,
yeah, and so that's very kind of him to say skinny human so often. Yeah. But now that I'm thinking this, he's not allowed to touch humans, but that was kind of a lie he told.
Well, that's like a culture thing. He's like, it's please don't touch me. It's not of my people. Like, we don't do that.
But then he was lying because they hug after.
Eventually later. They hug.
Yeah.
So that wasn't exactly true. But now
it's like when in Rome. You know what I mean? Okay. Hey, I'm with this human. I know that an embrace would make him feel better.
I'm gonna die. No one's gonna tell the rest of the people I was.
And he also, the spider also comes back to be like, I'm going to die. And I also realized I don't want to face that alone. Even though I went off on you and I thought very little of you in the moment. It's like, we're here together.
Right. He's like, I learned I needed you to see, you know, to go to the end with this.
I don't hate a lot of this movie. Like I said, it got me on certain moments. But then again, overall,
when he's in his face, he's touching him.
Yeah. Well, there's that one moment where Sandler like tries to make him stay. And then he pushes him up against the wall. He's like, "Oh yeah, you know, we don't touch."
That was almost kind of cool.
Well, maybe
he's like, is he gonna rip off a hand or something?
Something was gonna happen. Yeah.
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 He just licks his face from the tiny mouth. Right. Sandler's like, "All right, stop. I'm sorry. Oh, shit."
And listen, I get it. He was cold to the wife. He didn't pay attention. He didn't seed the whatever, water the grass or whatever they say. You know, grass is greener where you water it type stuff. Mm. But like, you wait till you're pregnant when he's in space. You married an astronaut, lady. Like, you knew he was going to space. Am I crazy?
In the beginning, this is just like in a different, but in the beginning, they're like addressing him as the loneliest person on the planet. Like the kid.
Yeah,
says
the kid.
That.
That's Adam Sandler's real life daughter.
It feels like there's a lot of things in the writing that are kind of forced. Like they're just trying, like they have to have the wife character leave him.
Yeah.
So they just do it, even though it probably doesn't make sense. He's only been up there 6 months.
It kind of didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense, yeah.
Well, it seemed also they were already, like, maybe not having their best, you know.
Right, and that's
the relationship seems to be on the rocks, but that deadline of going into space is coming. Like, the day comes, like, all right, we don't have this sorted out, but we'll figure it out in a year.
And she's pregnant.
I'll be on the check. Why are you knocking this broad up? You're about to go to space for a year.
Well, it's just like, okay, you have to accept all of that.
Yeah,
you know, you have to accept a lot. I think there was a potential for something kind of cool in this movie. Maybe if they did make it definitive, the spider didn't exist, you know, or like maybe if they or he did exist, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe if they made something where you could latch onto, but they kind of don't. The whole thing just turns down to like, it's a guy who had to go all the way to space to figure out he should appreciate his wife. Which maybe that's the joke too. Is this like is it a meta joke on us?
Yeah. There's a couple things. Like one of the things that I felt could have been explored a little bit more. We talked about it earlier. Is like this whole the sins of the father, atoning for the sins of the father.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point he's like, I forgive you. I forgive me. Like I don't need to hold on to. That's all you hear that always. Like you don't need to hold on to this shit. Easier said than done. Of course, you know what I mean. But he does seem. So now he's in space. Then once he lets go of that shit, atoning for the sins of his father, he also has to look at, am I still in space for me then? Because a lot of this was me doing this so that clearing the family name, kind of clearing my, whatever you want to say.
Conscious,
thank you. I couldn't think of that word. But they skim past it very quickly. It's all very kind of combed over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personal discovery in space, just like that, dude. No problems, man.
I think they.
You know why? Because in space, no one can hear you scream.
Or
we'll be
cry.
Right back.
Were
those space lasers?
Oh, they were space lasers.
Yeah.
Splasers.
This movie could have used a gun, like Armageddon.
Yeah.
Spider pulls out a 9mm. What are you doing with a gun in space, Spider?
There might have been a better movie in there. But, you know, the Sandman. Plays by his own rules.
Yeah. I mean, you could be like the Sandman played it very flat, but the character's a flat person.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not saying flat.
I'm saying it.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I felt like he downplayed it a lot.
Yeah, like you said, there's a spider on the ship. You should be bugging out.
Yeah, it's something. Hey. Yeah.
But I think he's an Eastern European astronaut.
Yeah, emotions do not help.
With a ton of whatever. Borders, whatever he says.
Boundaries.
Boundaries.
You have many boundaries, skinny human. Perhaps that is why you are so lonely.
Right.
Shut the fuck up, Spider.
No, but that's still good. That was when the movie was still good. It was like, okay, we're getting somewhere.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, I always, any interaction between the spider and him, combing through memories, I'm there. I'm with it. I'm like, I'm invested.
Until maybe the pink stuff starts floating and they start getting close.
The pink stuff was a little odd.
Then it gets a little wacky because it's like, it's the beginning of all things. How old are you? Everything that begins must end. Okay.
I don't know. He's such a cryptic asshole.
And then, and then it's like, it's time. And he just, a spider just backs out with his spider legs and runs away.
What do you mean
it's time? We get back here. Why are you being an asshole to me?
Yeah, but that feeling, though, of like, whether you want to view the spider as a pet or a personal memory or whatever, it's like chasing that spider out into space to only even save it for a few moments. He sprays it with that whatever, Bomba.
Right.
Which is like, again, one more tiny touch back to this dystopian sponsorship future that they're living
in. I wasn't
in.
Totally sure why he brought it out into space. I thought maybe it was to propel.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. But it's not?
I mean, it did against his, you know, better judgment.
That well,
was
it
also,
broke the latch. A lot of things happened real quick
there. That was up
there
with Princess Leia swimming through space perfectly, where I'm like, this is very convenient, dude. Like, right. You just nail this, you know?
Yeah.
But I still, when they're together and the spider's saying, like, this is happening right now, and I'm happy you're here. And then he's like, I brought the Nutella spread for you for soothing your death.
Oh. Yeah.
And the spider just starts to decompose. I mean, yeah, that hit me heavy, where it's like, death is not easy, whether it be a minor character or a major character. This guy's all alone in space. He meets an ethereal spider being. And then you see the Grompids, and he's like, holy shit, Grompids. You should be freaking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get a Grompid on himself.
Yeah, you got a Grompid on you?
Yeah.
I've woken up Grompy a couple of times.
You don't want to fly home with a Grompy on you.
No, not at all.
No, you'll see some Grompy
those South Koreans should have been like, Grompids. Cut that, please.
I like how now he's in a South Korean spaceship, and he's just calling her. It's like, I guess they figured all that out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Also, South Koreans got like 6 crew members on the fucking ship. This guy went up alone. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Throw a check connect in the ship. He'll be all right. Call his wife.
Yeah, and it's like the check, because it's not America. He's not USA. He's from Czechoslovakia, some version of it's futuristic. But I don't know if them in South Korea are necessarily allies. We know in the book, the people that save them definitely are not allies.
Right.
So
it seems like it's more just a space race situation where it's like they're not necessarily, I mean, with us in the Russian space race was obviously different, but it's it wasn't for military purposes. It was more just to be like, this thing's been floating in our sky for 4 years. We after 3 years, I guess, they're like, all right, we got to send somebody up there, you know?
They changed the ending, obviously, of the book, but then they also changed the ending to the film, which I guess is what, Dennis, you were saying, where there's like they were screening it and having problems.
What was the original ending to the film? I didn't read that.
Well, so it was a little bit less. It was a little bit more bleak. Not as bleak as she's better off me never going back, but more maybe ambiguous about whether or not she's willing to take him back and whether he can really make the move. But they made it, you know, this is a happy ending. I mean, this is a very happy ending. He lives, for crying out loud. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Not just that, the next phone call, it is kind of it's a little cheap.
And it's her being like, you're right, and I'm all back. I'm so happy to hear that put a bow on that puppy.
You know, it's like, because a real, not to be like a real woman, a real person would be like, it's easy for you to say this now. You're 6 months into space. You're lonely. It's the thing of like, you're lonely now. I tried to warn you about this.
Especially one that was willing to leave you while pregnant, while in space, while the government is telling her you can't do it. She was stuck to her guns.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you back. You're going to take me for granted in another 6 months. This is going to fade away. Right. You're going to be on Earth, you know? You're going to be a celebrated astronaut, celebrity, probably.
So,
I kind of like the book ending in a way where it keeps him being a piece of shit, though. Hear me out.
Piece of shit?
Yeah, because he's saying, she's better off without me. He's like, well, what about the kid? The kid's better off without any father in his life?
Interesting.
It's like, it sounds like he's kind of just copping out.
Interesting.
He's like, I'll just go live alone and develop a drinking problem, like a lot of people do, you know?
Yeah, he knows he'll never change. He knows he can't give her what she wants, you know?
I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where he knows he can't. It's like, you want to try, though, for 3 months?
It's definitely an ending that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's more realistic. It's for sure more realistic. Yeah.
You know, and if the movie ended like that, you'd be like, holy shit.
Why does the Chopra cloud show up, though? That's something that never, ever gets addressed. It's like, all right, so to
Earth. Like, why can they see it?
The expanse of consciousness and time and everything is floating through space in a cloud. And it's like, all right, well, why did it show up to Earth?
I know.
Or outside Jupiter. You know, why is it, can we see it?
I guess the other theme we're
thoughts?
Yeah, we're dancing around it a little bit, but you know, so you can make a change in your life. That's kind of the other thing too. Where the spider's like, everything's permanent, but also you have the power over whatever. So like, yes, you've been an asshole up until right now, but right now you cannot be. Hooray. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, listen, the Sandman, he did it again. You know? He threw a bunch of shit out there. Yeah. And, you know.
Isn't it crazy that, like, I think most people who watch this movie would rather watch Grandma's Boy, like, 9 times out of 10 than this movie. Same people behind it, kind of. Not really, but.
The camera constantly floating and rotating.
Filming in space.
You know, at some points you're like, oh, this is really cool and adding to something. And other times I'm like, can we just like have a little bit of a, Can we just look for a second? Do I have to constantly be floating upside down?
There's times where Adam Sandler is literally doing some menial task upside down for like 20 seconds, and I'm like, there's no need for this to be upside down.
Right.
Like, there's no need at all.
And then the camera itself is floating. It's like, this is a little bit... But it looked cool.
Yeah, it looked like a music video, you know?
There you go.
I don't know.
Back to the music video.
Two movies that have to be mentioned while talking about this film, in my opinion. Okay. One, Arrival. Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't, no.
Neither of you have seen Arrival?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Maybe I have. They're trying to figure out the translation of what the aliens say.
Yeah, the aliens come down in a silver egg.
I did see it.
Float. Pretty much. You remember the movie, though? You
know, I've heard of it. I know that.
If you're
like
into movies, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And this movie kind of intrigued you. Arrival is much better. And it's similar themes, similar. Also, it's interesting because it's similar themes explored through aliens, kind of in a way, which I don't know. I guess sci-fi too is limited, where it's like, well, you got to run into something out in space. You know, you can't just.
Yeah, and it's easy to have the one guy who's like dedicated his whole life to this cause. It's like, yeah, that's what right. space is about. Yeah. It's hard to do.
And the other movie, of course, is Interstellar.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Even at the end, where it's like he's seeing all of everything, it's like, yeah, this is McConaughey floating through space at the end in the bookshelves and shit.
Yeah, but this is Happy Gilmore doing that. You know what I mean? It's you got to just like really bro it out.
Oh, I'm a spaceman out in the sky. I don't do a very good Sandler, but you know what I'm doing.
You're spinning a web.
Yeah.
So you got to read the script and be like, well, it's very Interstellar. It's very Arrival.
Will, do you stream it or don't stream it? Here at the Netflix Book Club, we do a little thing called stream it or don't stream it.
He knows, dude. He's a fan. It's a pass-fail system.
I'm going to say don't stream it.
Wow, I like this, the confidence
hard
in your
don't stream.
A hard don't stream it.
At what point during the movie did you say,
I think when the spider arrived, I was out.
Minute
did
five.
Did you know anything about the movie going in?
No, I didn't. Oh. So I was like, oh, this is going to be, this is interesting. And I like people, like movies where it's like no one talking and it's one person in a room for 40 minutes. So I was looking forward to some loneliness.
Did you watch that? What's that space movie with... Sam Rockwell.
Moon is
good.
Yeah, Moon is very good.
That's the movie for you.
Yeah, I like Moon.
Never made it through Moon.
So then when the spider arrived, I was like, okay, I guess we're going in this direction.
Oh, baby.
And then when the spider just turned out to be hanging out. Like not doing anything.
He does just kind of hang out.
He's like a roommate on the ship at some
point. Yeah.
He comes to find him. He's like, I know you don't like it, but it does soothe me. And he's just like, all right, man, whatever. Like, I'm done fighting over it. You know?
Right, yeah.
Just it becomes clean up the pantry. Like,
it becomes a roommate situation.
Yeah, it really does.
It's the odd couple, with the spider.
And then they get into the roommate fight where it's like, I told you not to touch me. Yeah. I don't like being touched. It's like, okay, all right, I'm sorry. Come back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take that Nutella back.
Yeah. I think they wanted it very much to be a drama, but they probably could have made it into like a darker comedy.
It's interesting that they did not make one joke the entire time.
Nothing.
A lot of room for jokes.
Lots. Yeah.
And that obviously was on purpose.
Yeah.
There's funny moments, but it's not like, there's not one like outright, like the spot. Well, actually there is one. Now that I think about it, there is one.
Okay, hit me.
The spider sneezes on him initially.
Yeah, I guess. That's
which is
a
like,
joke.
That's also a hack joke.
Right.
That's in Jurassic Park.
Right.
You get sneezed on by a fucking animal, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's not really a joke.
It's levity, though. It's certainly levity for the moment. You're scared of this huge thing that just sneezes on.
You know what I think a little bit? One, it's a relief because you don't know if he got poisoned or like how it would affect him.
You're like, what is that?
And then two, for me, I was like, oh, it's real. That tells you it's real.
Right, yeah.
It just had a reaction. This guy's touching it, you know?
Yeah.
Not that he, oh, because he hasn't touched the spider at that point.
Also, the spider on the face thing, the thing under your skin, I'm over it. I've been seeing it in movies now for like almost 40 years. Something crawling under your skin. It's a little
I'm done
hackney.
With that. Yeah.
You know, you got to come up with something else.
Yeah. That was like one of the best scenes, I feel like.
Well,
but
I.
You know, it has been done.
Sure. It's been done a million times. Yeah. But also, just looking at the spider, like, there wasn't much to look at. Like, he kind of was.
Just looked like a spider.
Yeah. Just a big fuzzy. Yeah. Unless he was crawling in certain ways, it almost looked like a silverback gorilla from the back.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But other than that, just like a very sort of big fuzzy spider.
At one point, did anyone think he was going to try to sleep with the spider?
I didn't think that until you just said it. But
you know, you kind of smell like my wife back home. But that spider embrace looks good. An eight-armed hug?
That looked nice.
That looked nice.
That did look nice.
Comforting.
Yeah. I thought we could have used more of that.
Yeah.
Like some real
hug
friendly,
it out.
Yeah,
until you feel
hugs.
Like spool on your feet and you're like, did you just web on my feet? Spider's like, I am not accustomed to this. I am not accustomed to such intimacy back home.
Why did he want to eat an egg so bad? Was that? Is that anything?
Oh, what was that? Oh, you know.
He learned he read up on human history, apparently. He says all this to him, like, very Matrix-y when he meets him. He's like, I've examined your entire human history. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, the egg is like been the hallmark of a human diet for eons, basically. Mm.
Oh,
you know what
I
mean? The amount of chickens we kill every year, plus eggs and all that stuff. So I get it, where he's like, yeah, I want to try an egg.
Okay. That was it.
That's really it, I think. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, so let me ask you this. Spiders lay eggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, what happened?
But do
what
space
there?
Spiders lay eggs?
I think the
spider is hairy. Doesn't that make it a mammal?
Yes, that's right.
Come on, it's too.
They shouldn't have made it a spider. It just
the
you
rule.
You know what depression is. You know what eggs are. Something's up.
Right.
What ain't you telling me?
The
Anoush?
Rules of engagement here are: your teeth are white. What's going on here?
Dude.
Is Paul Dano in a suit?
Is that you, Paul Dano?
Is that you, Paul Dano?
I have studied your human cinema and have picked the voice of one Paul Dano to communicate. I find his voice to be soothing, like a toilet, like a space toilet.
Oh, my God.
Now, the things that eat the spider, was that attached to him the whole time?
Eating
like
him
virus,
from the inside.
Yeah.
So I think you should tell that before you board the ship.
Yeah.
You should say something.
Well, he did say that those things came and took over.
Killed
right?
everybody, yeah.
But not that they were inside his body.
Yeah, now, this might be the moment I was a little bit confused or just this wasn't clear. The spider says, well, I lied to you about something. Mm-hmm. What was it that they lied about?
Oh.
I thought that was it.
Well, I don't... Maybe that was it, but...
I thought that was it.
Yeah.
What, that he has
feeling.
The thing
that he
eating
has
him?
The, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't escape unscathed.
I wasn't
so
exactly sure what he was saying that the lie was, because then they hug, and I go, wait a second, was the lie that they can't touch each other?
I guess garampids don't eat on human flesh or something.
Let's hope.
Let's...
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Also, the garampids killing Hanush is very resembling of when the wife says, what's her name? Lenka?
Yeah, Lenka.
I like that name. I'll say that. I Lenka. Lenka it.
L-E-N-K-A.
She says she feels like she's evaporating.
Oh.
And I felt like there was some sort of allusion to how he seems to dissipate into nothing and how she was feeling. But I also might just be reading too much into
it. Well, there was a lot of Lenka. It was a lot of Lenka.
See, almost too much Lenka, but I do like that all her arguments were like, you can't argue with that.
She's
you know
valid.
What I mean?
She was
like,
valid,
She's like, I'm out. That's it. I don't care that he's in space. He made his decision. I asked him not to go. She pretty much did everything but ask him not to go, and maybe she even did ask him not to go.
Wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered. He was going. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I did not believe the romance. I didn't feel like either of these people were in love with each other at any point. It didn't feel like, even when they were having fun, that they were really having fun.
It was always her taking him somewhere and him being like, well, what are we doing here?
He looks miserable the whole time.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a nerd that's been dragged out, for real,
Yeah.
And he's like 15, 20 years older, even in the...
Yes, right. He's the same,
Which, what can you do?
Yeah.
But then
he looks tired. He looks like he's been...
There's this other... I think it's a dream, right? Where she's sitting on a log, he's in a spacesuit walking in the water.
Yeah,
it's how the movie starts, too.
Right.
Is that... something that actually happened?
It's like a memory. I don't know. She's in
that's
the outfit from the costume party they went to.
Right, and he's...
Yeah.
Maybe he was also then.
Also, fucking asshole. He's a cosmonaut in training, and he wears an astronaut suit to the costume party?
Yeah, she should have known.
that was
she should have known.
It's like me wearing like a fucking jacket with the sleeves rolled up to a costume party. Be like, what's the deal with costumes? That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
Well, Will does yoga.
Yeah, that's
hey, we're doing it. We didn't even get one. We're doing
it. We're doing
this whole thing. Yeah. It's right now, goddammit.
There could have been some yoga on the spaceship. We're doing it.
Thank you. You even gave me the left before you hit me with the right there.
I was like, wait, I guess.
He's all right, okay. Say the line.
Say the line. Just say the line.
Hi, caramba.
You a Simpsons guy, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love the Simpsons.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, I mean,
I would watch another movie by this guy.
The director?
The director, yeah. Like, he did certain things I did like, the way it was shot, but overall, yeah, I can't say stream this movie. Have you ever seen Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Another big spider in the movie.
Oh.
But he only shows up at the end.
So there's a lot of big spiders, it seems.
Yes.
Arachnophobia? Right?
Arachnophobia. Lord of the Rings.
Isn't there one in The Hobbit? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, they love a spider.
King Kong, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What wasn't there in King Kong, that movie?
There's a lot of big stuff.
Yeah.
Big spiders, Wild Wild West.
A lot of big feelings in this movie. For me, anyway. I don't know. This movie hit me. Sometimes I'm like, is this movie really emotionally hitting me, or am I just not eating yet today?
That's funny. I don't know. Yeah, the movie.
Thanks.
Well, because it's like, yeah, no kidding.
No, for real, yeah, it is. I watched this movie at like 3 o'clock, like 3 to 5, and I hadn't eaten yet. So I'm like, I don't know, I mean, I'm just hungry.
Right. Well, that's like the whole thing when you watch a movie on an airplane. Like, is this the most important movie I've ever seen? It's like, or is there just something happened to the oxygen in my brain or something?
Right, yeah.
Cabin pressure tells me this is the last movie I'll ever see. Well, you think it's really good. Now, you know, what were you? Oh, you do feel something, because the elements of a relationship and taking someone for granted, that's all real.
Yeah.
And it's a story been told a million times. Mm-hmm. This is just like they really tried to make it into this other thing with the spider, and it just doesn't come all together the way it could.
Yeah.
You got the... Yeah, there's just like 5 things going on in this movie, and I think there should have been 2 or 3.
Yeah, I think that's even with the romance, it felt like, okay, it almost felt like an Eternal Sunshine kind of with the flashbacks.
Yeah.
And to do that in space, that could have been an interesting concept, but they didn't really go for it.
Is there a movie with Jim Carrey in space?
Oh.
Make it, Hollywood. Jim Carrey in space.
Jim Carrey's in... He's from space. He's out of this world.
He's a wild guy.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, he played Man on the Moon, so...
Oh, that was...
that's something. I think that's a...
Yeah.
I think that's a technicality, but yeah, yeah,
we got him. We got him in space.
Truman Show, he paints the little astronaut helmet in the mirror.
I never finished The Truman Show.
Oh, it's good.
Are you joking, my ass?
Never seen it from front. My ass, what?
Are you joking me?
My sister's ass? You bring up my sister's ass?
Dude, The Truman Show is worth it.
I've heard it's a classic.
At least for one watch.
I haven't not watched it because I'm like, don't think it's going to be good. It's one of those movies I never...
Jeez. Yeah, because that one is one also like the ending is, you know, it you got to watch the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't know the ending. Yeah. But I have seen The Majestic. What a film. You know which one that is?
Yes.
No.
I'm kidding. The Majestic is a movie. Yeah. He like, what is that? He gets hit in the head. He loses his memory. And a town thinks he's this guy who came back from war or something.
Right.
And then it becomes towards the end probably like, is he really or is he not? Or does it matter?
Right.
Mm.
Wow.
A lot of that.
I saw the number 23. That's not a joke. I kind of like that movie.
Oh.
I don't know. It's all right.
He did... that was like his, you know, dark thriller period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw 23. It was kind of scary.
A little bit.
If I remember correctly.
Jim Carrey delivering lines. Seriously, that is scary.
Right. You saw The Truman Show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Truman Show.
I went back and watched it not too long ago, and it was like, you forget how good that one was.
It's great. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it for the pod someday. All right? Maybe we'll do it someday.
Truman.
Someday.
Before we let you go, can you hit us with one? And I don't do this, but I didn't know you were a movie guy. Can you hit us with one like rec from the past maybe year? I know the Oscars are coming up.
Oh, yeah?
What's something you think maybe got a little underplayed, undervalued?
I was just saying before, I saw all the Oscar nominees for Best Picture.
Wow.
He's cultured, people.
The last one.
He's well-read. Does that count with movies?
Yeah, sure. Last one I saw was Past Lives, and I really enjoyed it.
Dude, I don't even know which one. Which one is that?
Past Lives. It's like a sweet little romantic, very quiet movie about... I mean, no one famous. Oh, it's the first movie of Celine Song, I think, is the director.
Okay.
But I also... I think I liked all the films, except I did not care for Oppenheimer. I think I mentioned that earlier.
I like Anatomy of a Fall.
It's good.
I think we're going to do that.
Yeah, Anatomy of a Fall. I want to see that one so badly.
It's good.
I want to see that one.
Very good.
And closed captions, right? It's Italian.
It's like a mixture of French and French. There's also English in it.
Yeah, you know, French, Italian.
It's the same.
Dennis only watches the English parts.
I'm only going to watch the English ones. Yeah, Michael fill me in on the rest. Au revoir. One thing I was going to say, I don't know.
Well, that's two things, you know. whatever you were going to say, plus, I don't know.
I don't know.
Next week we're doing...
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. Yeah. And I never do this.
Poor Things.
We're doing Poor Things next week. You saw that one?
I did see it.
Give us a little... What did you think?
I loved it.
I haven't seen it.
I've heard two people say they loved it. Two comics.
Yeah.
Now you and another person.
Yeah.
Actually,
all positive.
All positive.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know.
It's very good.
See, Dennis doesn't like all positive reviews.
Oh, really?
That puts him off.
Well, actually, no. I had a couple people say they didn't like the holdovers, but generally, the critics were very up the holdovers' ass. Loved it, and it can be rare for the critics to all love something that I love. But I don't know. I don't think I'm. I don't know. We'll see.
Did you enjoy The Lobster?
No, I didn't enjoy The Lobster. I liked Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Okay.
But I didn't love it.
Okay.
And he also, did he do Banshees of Inisherin?
No, he did The Favorite.
I didn't watch The Favorite.
Favorite's good.
Is it, yeah?
I like, what's that guy's name?
Yorgos something.
Yeah, weird name.
Okay. Did you see those?
I only saw the deer one.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a movie.
Yeah.
There was a couple of parts that I said, really? Can we get a spider to explain that to us?